What got you into teaching maths specifically?
Well, initially I did physics and mathematics. My degree is more aligned with physics as well. But
Okay.
when I found out I had to teach general science to first and second years, I couldn't be bothered with that, to be honest with you. Having to do chemistry and biology as well. However, on reflection, I'm like, class sizes would have been smaller, and I would have been able to do more practical things with the kids, and maybe would have been a wee bit better. But I picked maths because I didn't want to do, I didn't want to have to teach any biology or chemistry, basically.
Okay, understand. Okay, the first theme of the conversation that Education Scotland have asked us to have with you is about how you undertake professional learning and what resources you use to support that.
So I do a lot of did you say personal or professional? Professional.
Professional, so I guess a personal professional learning, kind of all in that same thing. CPD, that's another
Your
word we've heard.
CPD. Yep,
Yeah.
that's the word I've heard. A lot of the CPD is off my own back, I would say. I do a lot of reading. I really like reading books about the human condition and just how we think about stuff and how, yeah, what it means to be a human, and I think that's quite important in education. So I do a lot of reading off my own back into those kind of things. I also do a lot of maths off my own back. It's almost like a hobbyist in that sense, towards mathematics, and I feel like that provides a type of learning for my education, for me as a teacher.
And yeah, sorry, go ahead.
And the school, I suppose, provide CPD opportunities within the school. I haven't taken any of them up yet because they all sound really boring and
What sort of things
ridiculous.
would those be?
Just like kind of your classic like classroom management training, or training on a specific software, or training on how to do the Show My Homework app that we've got. Or like the what was the other one in the other school I was in, we got kind of forced to do some CPD. It was making thinking visible, which was Glasgow's, like they bought this book basically and they're trying to make every teacher in Glasgow read it and participate in it. And I'm just not really into the CPD being like forced upon us or being like taught to me by non-experts. Like I don't really know the value in another teacher telling me how they deal with behaviour in their classroom when their experience is just of that one classroom.
I understand.
I feel like
Okay.
the CPD that I get from, like for example, I'm reading Teach Like a Champion 2.0 by Doug Lemov, and he's done loads of research across countries and loads of different teachers, and he's got videos and all that, and I find that a lot more useful. And I think if I was getting CPD courses from people who were involved in the research and the application of that research in the classrooms, it would be a lot more helpful than just going and listening to another teacher talk about how to use OneNote or OneBook or Notebook, what's it called. So I suppose, yeah.
Do you use any like web-based resources or community groups or that kind of thing?
We use a thing called Complete Maths at
Okay.
my school, which is like a maths platform that a man made called Mark McCourt, and it basically it offers an educational curriculum in maths based around the kind of mastery approach to teaching mathematics, and it goes from not knowing how to count all the way up to like quite advanced topics in maths you would cover in school. And that was helpful when I first started off as a teacher, and I paid for that off my own back, just to get the access to the platform and the CPD that comes with it, because they offer days where you can go and learn how to use like concrete resources, or days on moving from the pictorial into the abstract, and like master classes and how to teach National 5 topics and things. They were quite useful to begin with, but it's kind of, I feel like it's dried, that sort of thing has kind of dried up in my, yeah, maybe my desire to go to those CPDs has sort of dwindled.
Sure.
I'm also part of the Association of Teachers of Mathematics, which is good. Their books are a massive help resource-wise. They have a really unique perspective on teaching maths and how it can be embedded into the curriculum, which is nice. It's a bit different from a lot of the other ways. It feels a lot more, I don't know, when you go to one of their CPD workshops, it almost feels like it's quite holistic. You come away feeling very good and positive, and you've been excited by the maths that they're doing and their ideas. It's good. So I'm part of that. I pay for a membership for the ATM so that I can have access to all of their resources as well.
Okay.
And then what other stuff? Resource-wise, I used the Mr. Barton Maths podcast for a while, which I suppose is internet-based, for resources, because some of the people that he had on it had really interesting ideas on how to do lessons and stuff, so I suppose that was a resource as well. But again, kind of feel like that's sort of, I've done that, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And then other things on the internet. I suppose just in general, I get most of my resources off of the internet, like access to the kind of National 5 maths papers and the higher papers for creating examples.